All right, let's control all delete and start moving.
Reboot. Okay, so this is Adam of the Dollar Bin. I'm here at Brandon's house. Brandon, Big Dog Studios, Big Dog Studio. We are here to discuss our topic.
Here, work where?
Seriously, do you have to say that every time I say we're here?
Yes. Yeah, you do. I think yes, you do.
It's a mission statement of the show, right?
I want people to know I'm gay, okay? Trying to get it out there.
But
it's cheaper
we
than
know. We know.
Classifieds.
We're up here with Dollar Bin North. To my
represent.
To my left is Daniel of Heroes Aren't Hard to Find.
Sup.
Next
for
to
his
him.
First official appearance.
Yes, his first official appearance. He was in the walkthrough video
for
the Charlotte Minicon.
And this
waving and saying what's up.
Marking a change in the podcast. We are now going to talk about haberdashery. And I will be telling you the story of thimbles. Thimbles.
Will you?
Or us haberdashers call them metal thumb
covers.
Protectors.
Wow.
I had nowhere to go with that.
So next,
yeah, I was going to say. So next to him.
I came up with
how many beers have you given me?
Zero. This many.
No, give it him.
Awesome.
Next to Daniel is Sean sure Reynolds.
Hi, everybody.
You may know. She is the store manager at Heroes Aren't Hard to Find. Can you please get your employee under wraps over there?
Okay, outside of the store, I have no control over Daniel whatsoever.
America's Comic Source.
Yes, we are America's Comic Source.
That's what it says on your t-shirt.
Yes, my free t-shirt.
I know.
I got for working the show 1 year.
I don't think I have a shirt.
Next around the old...
I don't have a free hero shirt.
I don't have a staff shirt. I'm actually on staff.
Next around the non-table.
What's up? This is Terrence.
Next is Brandon Big Dog himself of Big Dog Studios.
How you doing?
And,
welcome to my home.
And we'll recap with Brian and myself, Adam.
So nice. Did everybody like the Star Trek?
I love
yes.
it.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know who's you know the captain for Star Trek? He's rumored to have another big movie coming up.
Captain Kirk's George Kirk, Captain Kirk's father. Is that who you're referring to? No.
Yeah,
no.
He's talking about Chris Pine
for maybe Green Lantern.
Being Green Lantern.
Oh, I didn't know Chris Pine was going to be Green Lantern.
Yeah. I knew that's the rumor.
Me and John right here.
I was on the same page.
Oh, I knew that George Kirk was going to be Thor. I did not know that.
He's going to be Thor, which I don't really see.
He looks like Captain America.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He would be a good Captain America.
But like, I don't like the I don't like the Chris Pine for Hal Jordan.
It's better than Brian Austin Green.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Wait, no one said Brian Austin
Green.
I've
heard that. That was
that's
like
bullshit.
He's been he's been lobbying
he's
to play.
He's like 80 years old.
Stop reading Megan Fox's blog.
He's banging Hal Jordan.
He's banging Megan Fox. He can do what he wants.
Yeah. I thought
now she's canned goods.
No.
He should be fine. The reason why I don't like it is nothing against him in particular, but from a like promotional standpoint, you don't want to take somebody off of one franchise,
right?
Because
that movie's going to make so much money, he's going to be the
Kirk
new Captain Kirk to people.
It's,
so you don't want to take somebody from another franchise and try to put him in yours.
We're learning this week with Terminator.
Oh yeah,
they made
dude.
Batman John Connor movies bombed.
Dead in the water. Right now.
I think that one's a little different, just because that movie's only going to be that one.
Yeah, well, like it's also a franchise that it's dead.
Like, but he signed for like three more Star Trek movies, and whoever signs for Hal Jordan is going to sign a Warner Brothers
contract for
either multiple Green Lanterns or a possible Justice League movie, which, God, I hope they never make.
Ugh.
So I wouldn't sign somebody that's already tied to being something else as popular.
Well, who would you say should be Hal Jordan?
I would still give it to Nathan Fillion all day.
That's true.
All day,
everybody said, "Yeah, he's,
well,
he is kind of."
You know
old,
what,
though,
I think he can act pretty well.
I'd
but
be okay with.
He's also not. He's not in that Green Lantern shape right now.
Well,
so it was Captain Hammer. He was just like,
he's
"Oh, fuck, really?"
Housewife.
He looks
like
me.
But it's a Warner Brothers movie. I mean, they'll rip him up.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
Christian Bale went from he was in a movie
skinny.
Called The Machinist.
Yeah, where he was,
which you if you've ever seen that,
60 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, his
and
back
he went
was
from
all
that up. To being ripped for Batman Begins.
That's true. I'll
so
give
I
you
mean,
that.
You throw enough money at somebody and a personal trainer and a diet and all that kind of stuff. I mean, Oprah. Oprah used to be 800 pounds until she started spending money, and then Oprah got in shape.
Well, I mean, I like the way the book is going right now, though, like as far as Green Lantern goes, because that's...
Have you seen
it's like one of the two books that I make sure I buy. Like, I'll put it like that. It's like, everything else is kind of like, it may or may not make it home that day, but I always get Green Lantern and Green Lantern Corps right now.
So those are both of the two that you always make sure you
get? Yeah, I always, like, between, I think, Green Lantern Corps, and probably Invincible are the three books that I get are not going to be, you know... They're not in danger of getting cut from my list at all.
I'm constantly surprised that I'm still buying Green Lantern Corps.
Really?
That last issue was awesome.
Because I would have I only started buying it because it tied directly into the Sinestro Corps War.
Right.
And wasn't expecting for it to be anything, but I'm buying this because it ties into this awesome event.
Right.
And I mean, you can say that stuff is still tying together, but it's had a bunch of standalone stuff
that you
don't need to have read, but it's still been so good that I've continued to want to buy it, even though I don't have to have it to tie into anything.
I actually think at the moment it's a little better than Green Lantern.
I could probably co-sign that one. I mean, it's really...
I don't think the art's as good.
Who's drawing the books right now? Is it still...
Billy Tan is drawing Green Lantern.
So I haven't seen that.
Patrick Gleason is drawing... Philip Tan, excuse me.
When it was Doug Monkey?
Yeah.
I continue to say his name wrong. Not even on purpose. When it was that, I think I liked his stuff as well.
No, Ivan,
as
Ivan
the
Reis
other.
Was the guy who was on Green Lantern before.
That's
this.
My
no,
guy.
No, Monkey was on Corps.
No, Gleason's been on Corps.
Pat Gleason has had Corps since the beginning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was...
Doug he's from... Hey, him and Doug Monkey are from the same, like, school of school art, though. Okay. Like, he studies under Monkey, basically, so...
What is Doug? Is Doug's taking over Green Lantern?
Yeah, he's taking over Green Lantern.
Green,
and I can't wait
Doug
for that.
Monkey
like,
is good.
He is really DC's good. Workhorse. Yeah, he's the guy you can call in, and you know that you're going to get quality.
Dude, Ivan Reis's stuff is freaking amazing.
Yeah. Neil Adams. He's some modern day Neil Adams.
Yeah, definitely.
He's going to do Blackest Night, and Doug Monkey's going to take over Green Lantern. And
I can't wait for that.
Core.
And Ben Shriver is just doing...
Rebirth.
He does designs for... He's designed everything
still,
in
because they keep listening to him but still being involved in Blackest Night.
Not Rebirth.
Is he going to do like covers or something too, maybe?
He's doing Flash.
He's done all the designs for Blackest Night.
Yeah,
like,
he's doing all the Black Lanterns.
He's the artist for Blackest Night, I thought.
He's
no,
not. He's,
I've been races. As,
he's doing all the character designs.
According to
the
bulletin that I posted
Knight.
On our page about DC Comics being a Heroes Con, he is.
I thought
so
he was solicited as
if
an
that's
artist.
Not true, Dustin Harbin lied to me.
Hey, I thought
to
he was
my face in email.
Ben Skyver
is via
press
the artist.
I've heard
is
he? Via different interviews that he has designed all of the Black Lanterns, and he's helping out with some of the layouts, but he is not drawing that book in any capacity.
Do we know who the Black Lanterns are yet?
So far, I've seen Aquaman.
It's really Aquaman?
Earth 2,
yes, it is
Earth
really
2
Aquaman.
Superman, Firestorm,
John
Martian
Jones.
Manhunter.
I bet you the Dibny.
Terra from the
really?
Titans.
Really?
Yeah, she just got confirmed.
Even though she's an existing character.
No, no, the old Terra. The
I know,
one
but
who
that's
sold them out
twins?
A long time
that's
ago.
That's what I'm saying, but there's a new one now. There's a new Terra.
Right, but the old Terra is going to be
a
Black Lantern.
There's a third Terra, so they're going to bring back the original Terra, even though
yeah,
there's a
the
third
one who
Terra
was smoking
now?
At like 13
just,
years old and fucking...
Is this just an excuse to bring back the dead 50
That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that they're going to bring these characters back and then fix them.
Yeah.
Instead of going back to being dead.
I hope they don't fix them.
I hope so, too. I hope they come back dead and they stay dead.
I don't.
You know,
they killed him.
If you kill somebody, even if you don't necessarily agree with it, let them be dead.
Yeah.
You know,
I disagree.
Or get off the pot.
Okay,
if you kill them and it makes sense to kill them, leave them alone. But if a writer's out there trying to make a story and he uses them to kill them and
then the editor should not have given him permission to do it in the first
and
place.
And he used Martian Manhunter's death to establish a threat. Like, who, as much shit as you give him for Final Crisis, that made the threat that Libra and all those guys had seem credible.
Well,
like,
really, the
you're taking out a veteran journeyman Justice Leaguer. Oh, like, shit, he's been
the his death in Final Crisis was not good.
But
because,
Requiem.
Because
Requiem.
Yeah, but because Morrison was fast forwarding through stuff.
Exactly.
And he even admits that he didn't want to do a lot of explaining. He wanted to have big moment kind of a thing.
Right.
But Requiem was a really solid book.
Yep.
But being that we're here to discuss Green Lantern and not Blackest Night necessarily because it hasn't come out yet and definitely not Final Crisis.
Screw you. We're talking about Grant Morrison.
And granted, Green Lantern, we have yet to do a Green Lantern show. We haven't discussed it. You know, we kind of...
As a character, we did a really good Sinestro Corps.
No, exactly. We did a really good Sinestro Corps show.
Or at least by our standards.
With the heavy hitters that I feel that we put together here for this show this evening.
Wow, you almost spit that out.
Not while
spit
I'm
take.
Drinking.
Fuck you.
How about fuck you, Brian?
Where I would
that
would
have been a full David Letterman spit take.
Where I would like to take this is I want to learn about Green Lantern. So take me back to the beginning.
Here,
guys.
I printed out 12 pages of Wikipedia.
Wow. Jesus.
Knock yourself out.
Well, my dad, actually, I was talking to my dad this weekend, and he actually was reading Green Lantern.
I can tell you about Jordan's origin right now.
At least no more than two at a time, please.
That's what she said.
Wow.
Do we need,
whoa.
Do we need to,
I like the way she thinks.
Well played.
Do we need to pass around the talking stick?
The conch shell.
I know our shows tend to be chaotic. That's cool. But so far, this one's been a little bit more chaotic than usual.
Yeah, and we have less people here.
Well, I think kind of what we're saying is there's so much great stuff about Green Lantern now, but his character certainly hasn't always been that way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
That is correct.
Like, it was always said that my Green Lantern was Kyle Rayner.
No, because Green Lantern's Hal Jordan.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I started reading Green Lantern at Ion, so that was even late Kyle Rayner.
Wow.
My Green Lantern's Gnort.
But I will say...
I thought yours would be Kilowog.
I will say that in reading Green Lantern the way it is now, Hal Jordan has definitely taken over the mantle because Kyle Rayner sucked the balls
right,
so
I
far.
Love
you know?
Kyle.
Well, Kyle was good when he kind of first came along because my whole thing was that, and this kind of goes back to a discussion we had in the last sketch, Charlotte, was that Hal Jordan and everybody in the Corps, man, like they have unlimited power at their disposal. And like Jason said, freaking, they're making boxing gloves and putting people in bird cages.
Well, that's the beauty of Hal Jordan.
Well, no,
that's his answer to everything.
But see, to me, the beauty of Kyle Rayner is he's an artist, so he comes up with all this like crazy shit. You know what I mean? Like big manga destroyer weapons, and you know, it's kind of like it brought a new.
I thought it was
spin
a
on it.
It was a fresh modern thing to do.
That was a '90s version of the character.
Well, what made Kyle Rayner so unique and pretty much what the premise of Nova is now is that he was the only one left.
Right.
So that's, you know, he was the last.
But you know that wouldn't last.
And also, I mean, I think they did a lot of good things with Kyle. I think the art thing was something that a lot of artists really took off with because I mean, he was appearing in Justice League. He was appearing in Titans.
Yep.
He was appearing in his own book and, you know, all the crossovers. So lots of different artists got to play off that. So I think that's part of it. I think you make a really good point, too, is that there was 900 million members as a Corps at one point, and a lot of them were being featured in different ways. And then all of a sudden, there was just one. So it brought focus back to one person and what they were going through. But for me, also, part of it is that it was unique hero storyline where they were giving somebody this power who had nothing, had no reason to want it.
Right.
Had no, you know, it's not something he fought for. It's not something... You know, his parents died when he was 5 and he trained forever, you know, or he's not the last savior of Krypton or any of that mess that, you know, DC usually has these huge origin epic things. He was just a guy that in an alleyway, a little blue midget came by and said, here's Power Ring, you're the last Green Lantern, see you.
Good luck, yeah.
And, you know, some of my favorite stuff from Morrison's JLA was there was two sides of that coin. He never felt like he was good enough or knew what he was doing. So half of the league members were like patting him on the back saying, you know, you can do this. We have confidence in you. And then he'd go prove himself. And then the other half of the league was like, dude, you suck.
Right.
Somebody just, you got this, you know, ring out of a box of Cracker Jacks. And now you think you're the Green Lantern, you know, and you're standing here next to Superman and Batman. What are you doing here? Get
Morrison
out.
Morrison did a great job.
Between Kyle Rayner and Wally West together, the way they played off of each other in that book.
Yeah, Wally didn't like Kyle.
They had a great, like, antagonistic relationship, but they always came and worked together at the very end.
It was great because Wally was, they were both like the young kids.
Right.
With the stalwarts of that universe. But Wally had earned
his. He was a legacy hero.
Yeah, he was a legacy hero that came up, like all of, he fought with all those when he was a teenager.
Right.
And here, the other guy that's like viewed as being on his same level just got here.
Right.
And he's like, you know, you need to be working the fries because I got to drive through.
Yesterday, you were trying to hit a deadline and now you're shooting plasma at everybody.
And I think that was a real change from what people knew about Green Lantern before, because no matter what anybody wants to remember about some of these DC legacy characters, when they killed Barry Allen, his comic and his character was nothing, nobody, nowhere.
Right.
When they turned Hal Jordan evil or whatever, his comics weren't selling. He was barely in the Justice League. Nobody was interested.
Right.
So they made these big changes, and there's, you know, the big revival to bring them back, and they're doing a good job with it. But they ended them for a reason and did some really interesting things with it. I mean, I could see why you would pick up Kyle stuff and be really interested.
Well, again, I picked it up, and Hal Jordan was just the old Green Lantern, you know?
Right.
And of course, I also picked up Ion, and I thought the reason I'd wanted to pick up Ion is because it seemed Green Lantern related, but it wasn't Green Lantern. It seemed like a story that I could read and enjoy. without having to be a part of the Green Lantern universe, which is, like you were saying, huge. I mean, it's a whole core of characters.
How was that? I didn't read that.
I did enjoy it. I enjoyed it a lot. I thought it ended a little weakly because it was one of those stories that started out with, like, a clear path.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, halfway through or not even halfway through, just completely changed. The story was, like, a completely different story. And,
right.
And, all, like, you know, because what it was, it starts out with Kyle just being, like, sick of it. He's just, like, he wants to relax. He wanted to get back to his art. He wanted to be an artist. So he kind of goes on this little retreat. Then, like, there's this weird crossover where characters from one of the other Earths or something cross over and they get the Green Lantern power or whatever. So he starts hunting people down.
Tangent Universe?
Yeah. I remember there's some stuff there. And I read this probably 2 years ago and I haven't gone back to reread it. And I remember that. I also remember the big thing that happens, like, he has the ion power, sort of. Nobody really knows what the ion power is at this time.
The touch. They didn't know it was a space whale.
The Matrix. Right.
And, yeah. And then somebody goes out and destroys a planet and kind of frames Ion for it.
Right.
And he's like, I don't think I did it. So the whole story, you're trying to figure out, because he has these Ion powers that nobody understands.
Nobody's really thinking
maybe he's kind of sleep Ioning. You know, he doesn't know he's going out and destroying his planets. So it's this whole mystery of him trying. They're like the Guardians are like, stay away from it. Just stay away from it. So he's like trying to figure it out. But then it, like, turns into this, like, whole thing where you find out, like, what the ion power is, and it's just kind of, it's weak, you know, once you find out what
it, yeah.
What is the ion power?
It's a space wave.
It's really kind of the,
okay.
It's kind of, like, the mascot of the Green Lantern Corps is really what it boils down to.
It's, like, concentrated,
that's what Parallax is.
It's just like,
okay.
It's the same kind of thing as Parallax. And it's just like, really?
So one has to assume there's a mascot for all the other core, like, you know, Karen Carpenter is the mascot for the Red Lantern.
Nice.
But
is that because they're vomiting stuff?
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Too soon, man. Too soon.
But
it's
30 years. Is he dead, like, longer than he's been alive?
I like the Carpenters. I'll admit it.
So, but yeah, the Ion story was an interesting story, and it pulled me into, because I think even when Ion was done, I still wasn't ready to read Green Lantern yet. Right. But then I knew that the Sinestro Corps War was coming. And actually, when I started reading Green Lantern, it was because it was like, you know, read the continued tales of Ion.
To lead up to
the Sinestro Corps War. So that's when I started reading it.
Thank you.
And I got sucked in from there.
I tried to read a few incarnations of Green Lantern before. When I really got into it, I kind of started going back. Because I like...
Have you gone back and reread... I mean, are you also kind of current?
Yeah.
As far as, have you actually gone back and read...
Yeah, I went back and read Mosaic... A lot of that, which was John Stewart's story.
Is it because he's black?
Yeah, actually it is. No. It's because he actually has a pretty cool story. His whole, like, weakness comes from the fact that...
I mean, didn't he destroy a planet?
Yeah, he destroyed this planet. Yeah. And, like, all of that, that whole story is basically about his kind of, like, atonement for that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really kind of
attempted atonement, since they still mention it every single issue.
Well,
you remember how you destroyed that planet that one time? Yeah,
I mean, that's like the thing about, like, John Stewart is a lot of these guys, I don't know any of their backstories,
right?
Still, but I'm learning it because they are doing things like that.
Well,
like,
I
with
mean,
Green Lantern,
cool.
They've been telling Hal Jordan's backstory. They told Sinestro's backstory, so they're telling all their backstories. And these are things that weren't necessarily gone into detail even back when they were in timely. They're timely.
Well, what's fantastic is.
Sorta.
To me,
I mean,
you pretty much
knew what the deal with. I mean, they've introduced spoiler. They've introduced the thing about Sinestro having a kid.
Yeah,
and that's new.
The Atrocitus storyline and stuff.
That's retcon stuff.
They
resolved that over in Green Lantern Corps, which is another reason really you should be reading both titles.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well,
no,
the thing about it is, though,
I am reading
it's
both.
That what's cool about it now to me is that anybody can go back and get Green Lantern Rebirth, and that is a perfect beginning.
It's a perfect launching point for
anybody. I mean, that's friendly to new readers.
It's one of the things I was going to ask is, what is Rebirth?
Rebirth is the reintroduction of Hal Jordan
as a hero.
F-
Flash is Rebirth, right?
No, they're both.
No, they're both Rebirth. Rebirth.
This, oh, are they? I thought
isn't one Reborn?
I thought Green Lantern was Rebirth.
There's Green Lantern
You're
Rebirth.
Heroes Reborn.
And Flash.
Green Lantern Rebirth was the first time Jonathan Van Skyver brought back to.
I thought the Green Lantern one was called Recharge.
No,
that was Green Lantern Core.
That's the second trade.
No, it's the Green Lantern Core. Like, okay. They did Rebirth, which was, what, six issues? All right. And then to reestablish the Green Lantern core after Hal Jordan came back, they did Recharge, which was a five-issue miniseries or six-issue miniseries that brought back the Green Lantern core.
That was good, too.
Right. Which was, yeah. And again, all you have to do to really, like, understand Green Lantern right now is read Rebirth and Recharge and then pick up the series.
There's another thing, too. Yeah. I got a trade with Terrence a while back, and there's an origin story, a seven part.
I have Emerald City too.
It's amazing. See, that's the thing I was talking about with my dad. My dad read the original Green Lantern as it came out, Showcase.
Yeah,
and his Green Lantern was Hal Jordan. He didn't know anything about Alan Scott.
Well, that's not the original, but that's
the original Alan Scott. But the Green Lantern is we
so
know
Alan
it now.
Scott did exist before Hal Jordan.
Yeah, he existed.
He was
40s.
The very first like 1940s.
He was the golden age.
I still don't understand what Alan
Green
Scott
Lantern.
Is.
All right, he's
the short version of that
off.
Stuff is
we'll come back to
DC Comics in what is known as the Silver Age wanted to relaunch as superhero comics again became more popular with Superman, Batman, Fantastic Four, and all that kind of stuff.
Marvel, yeah.
DC wanted to use some of their old properties, but they felt like they needed an update. So instead of like what now you use the term retcon,
right?
If that was nowadays, they'd retcon and do a zero issue or whatever and just say, all right, forget all this stuff. This is what happened now.
Yeah.
DC does that every year or so. But what they decided to do at that point was we're going to take the names of these characters and just have a new person be that character. So they made a new Flash that was a completely different person, but used that same name and had super speed.
So the same thing they do with Jay Garrick.
Right.
Because
it's Barry Allen. Barry Allen was New Flash then.
Yeah.
And Hal Jordan was the
new Green Lantern. Green Lantern, they changed basically everything except the power ring and the name. Right. They changed everything else.
Yeah. So like basically like the Alan Scott Green Lantern, is he Earth 2? Did he come into existence during Crisis or something?
No, he that character was created in the 40s.
Right, I know, but I mean, as far
are you
as his,
about, like,
I mean, he
JSA
exists
stuff?
Now. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
He exists
I mean,
now.
He exists
and he's
now,
in
but he didn't yeah, exist
in the Silver Age. He was one of the Earth 2 characters.
Right,
but he has been on our Earth every time except in the Silver Age.
Okay.
Because and he is not a member of the Green Lantern Corps.
At all. His power isn't even
his
tied
ring
to
create,
it.
His ring is completely different entity.
Yeah.
It's magic.
Yeah, it's fire heart or something.
Yeah, when,
like
yeah,
that.
Heart, yeah. Yeah, when they, heart, yeah. after Crisis, they just made him the Green Lantern from the 1940s. Before that, he was the Green Lantern from Earth 2.
Gotcha.
Yeah, all the Barry Allen, and how it's the same. Yeah, they all had like sci-fi origins. Cause that's what was popular.
Right.
So what were you saying about your dad?
Well,
Brad? Sorry,
we talked about. I read the story that Terrence traded me, and usually when I'm one of these old school guys that I bitch and moan about retcons. I'm like, you're stamping on the old school character, the traditions and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that John's handled the origin story, it was immaculate. I mean, he set everything up. I was telling my dad about it. He's never heard
conception.
Of all these characters or anything, and they dropped all this stuff in there about Atrocitus. The Rage of the Red Lanterns, the Blackest Night, and it's all there, and it doesn't step on anything.
Well, I guess the biggest thing with that is that I don't feel like he really changed.
He didn't.
He didn't really change the heart of it. He just put little bits in it
exactly.
to make other stuff make sense.
And
it
worked.
It's one of the few retcons where they made it better to make sense now instead of thinking that you can hit a reset button.
Yep. Right. And
exactly.
It's fantastic.
It's hard to there's no reset button when you have decades of printed material.
Right. or after the fact.
It needs to make sense for people who've always been reading, because you still want their money.
Exactly.
As well as people you'd like to read who aren't. You want everybody's money. You don't want it just particular little segments of people's money.
The people who are asking to get into Green Lantern, I try and steer them to Secret Origin before I steer them over to Rebirth. So they can, I think if you read Secret Origin first, you can understand Rebirth better because you already know who Hal Jordan is.
Right. That's actually a good. Yeah, that's a good point because
you know him after the fact in Rebirth. You're right.
But I think the way they did this, Rebirth's a really good story, though.
It right. is.
I think, I think they restarted it really well.
To appreciate how much he's gone through, you have to know who he is and where he's coming from. Because if you don't, you're just thinking, dude, this guy's a jackass.
See, I think they did it that way because they originally wanted to distance themselves from how he stopped being Green Lantern.
Right.
And wanted you to think, this guy's really cool, and we'll fill you in on the other stuff we messed up later.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a situation.
Well, Secret Origin is so distant from everything else that happened in the current Green Lantern series that you can just kind of start there first, even though it kind of happened in the middle of the run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the great things about trades. Yeah. Is you can give them the secret origin trade, and even though this is out of order,
mm-hmm.
here's a really good story that doesn't mean anything, and then you can go pick up the rest of the series and read the rest of the series.
Yeah, because chronologically, all that stuff happened first, so it would still make sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I know I can probably read through these 17 pages of Wikipedia and ask some of this
stuff. It's
just
12. And there's pictures.
I talked to Chris earlier, and a lot of this
Black?
Is good because, yes, Chris Black of the Dollar Bin, sort of. And
sometimes
and
Dollar Bin asterisk.
he was pretty excited about the show because when I was telling about it, he said that he was actually considering going back and reading a bunch of the old Green Lantern stuff and getting a lot of the backstory. So to discuss some of these books of like starting at Secret Origin or starting at Rebirth,
Chris, I'll be glad to let you borrow my
solid.
Issues.
Right,
but I have never gone back really and read too deep into a lot of this stuff. I just kind of started where I am, and that's where I am. So. With I know what happens. Basically, like as Parallax takes over Hal Jordan,
well,
and he freaks out and kills everybody.
If you're talking about what the retelling has been,
okay,
the way DC did it, really, is their characters were getting watered down, and they decided to kill off some of their characters, not necessarily to reinvent them. Some of them to reinvent them, some of them not. But they decided to get rid of them. And what they decided at that particular time to do with Hal Jordan was make him a bad guy. Mm-hmm. And end the Green Lanterns to make there just be one who was going to be a new hip guy.
Right.
But the way that Geoff Johns has retconned that, because it was something he was going to have to address, because this is somebody that went and killed people.
Mm-hmm.
He killed his fellow Green Lanterns. He killed his greatest enemy.
Yep.
Laid waste to the Guardians of the Universe. He did some really bad stuff. They needed somebody to blame it. They needed something to blame it on.
Right.
Because you can't have the star of your book, you know, one of your
actually
one
being one of your, crazy, like,
yeah, yeah, just be a murderer that it, you know, Batman and Superman, and goes, "Hey, come on, join the Justice League. Forget about you murdering all those people."
Works for the Punisher.
He doesn't
join
too many
of the
teams.
Avengers
on a much smaller level.
Is he a member of the Avengers?
Yeah. No.
Maybe the Dark,
except on St. Patrick's Day.
Wait, when did all this happen? When did he?
This was
early
at the
90s,
end of
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was
like 93, 94.
Yeah,
it's okay. In the bad comic era of the 90s.
Yeah, it's right when
he's
back,
trying to compete
back
with
when
Image.
I was reading Image.
Superman had just come back from the dead, but Batman's back
had he had long hair.
Basically, what happened is Mongol and Cyborg Superman.
Yep.
Is this stuff in trade?
Decided to destroy Star City.
Emerald Dawn.
And Lantern couldn't stop them, and Superman wasn't
around. Yeah, I put that on.
I guess either it was when Superman was dead.
It was right. It was like the reign of the Superman. It's
yeah,
like there's four
it was
of
when,
them running
when
around.
They
that's
come
when
back.
Mongol destroyed
with Steel
City.
So yeah. these were two villains that weren't designed to be Green Lantern villains, which showed
right.
you how much they thought of Green Lantern as a character
at, the time,
at that point.
Yeah.
And he kind of goes off the deep end after his city is destroyed.
Right. That's
deciding
Coast City.
One of the rare times one of the Green Lanterns decided that, you know what, I can do anything with this ring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fix this. But of course, you know, they don't design the rings or want their people to go to those sort of extents.
Right. Yeah.
So his quest for power and his quest for the ability to fix things that can't be fixed were met with, no, you can't do this, no, you can't do this. And he slowly goes a little bit nuttier the whole time and then starts killing Green Lanterns or disposing of them so that he can
steal their ring
to take their power.
Oh, with the cover with him like so
right.
many rings.
With his goal of being that he's
well,
going to go to Oa and
no,
take all
Lord,
of the power in the power battery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's basically where Parallax is born, is he has all of their rings and swallows the energy.
Yeah,
from
becomes,
the
basically
power
becomes
battery.
A living green yeah. power battery. And that's yeah. it culminates out. With him reigniting the sun and trying to have this last.
Yeah, that was actually a separate story. I don't know how any of this.
That was, that was
Final
Night. Final
Night.
Yeah, 0 Hour.
I did.
It was yeah. it was Final Night, and that went into 0 Hour or something
yeah.
like
or,
that.
Yeah, Zero Hour was like an attempt to fix continuity. He was the villain of that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That must have been after Emerald Twilight.
Yep.
And then Final Night.
Then Final Night was their ability
out the sun.
To basically. You know, one of the lame things about comic book fans is they'll do stuff like form online petition groups.
And, Hal Emerald, Hal's Emerald Attack Team.
And things
heat?
Like that. But fans got very upset that DC went the villain route with Hal Jordan.
I was upset, but
Final Night is basically a playoff of. We've made this group of fans, this very vocal group of fans, very angry that we've done this. So we're going to try to kind of have a cop out end
Man.
For where he goes out like a hero. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, basically it wasn't necessarily at that point. I think that they had any other plans for him or that they wanted to do anything with him at that point. I think, as far as they were concerned, they were done with him.
Yeah,
it was just
that was a wrap on him.
All right, we're getting a lot of flack for this. We're going to stop using him, and let's put him out to pasture on a quote-unquote good note.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he brought back Ollie Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That
only,
was it
well,
too.
only because of Kevin Smith.
They implied it at the end of Final Night that he had brought him back, and that's where Kevin Smith like went
but they
from
did,
there.
No, they did that for Kevin Smith.
I'm guessing this is covered in Rebirth. It's the whole, like,
it's
so
not really.
How,
Rebirth is more or less...
Well,
they skim over it.
Okay. Well, my question is, Hal Jordan kills a bunch of people.
Yes.
Yes.
They come back to life?
Yes.
How's that explained?
That's part of the kind of washing over it.
Yeah.
It's like, hey,
because
you
like I'm guessing
you
like
remember
Killawog,
we killed that guy.
Yeah, remember you eviscerated Killawog?
You
want to
bar it? I have it upstairs.
Oh, really?
You want to see him killing people?
Well, I want to see him. I want to know how they come back to life. I have Emerald. I have Emerald Dawn 2.
I've got Emerald Dawn 1, and I've got.
Doesn't somebody like wishes them back or something? Okay. Basically,
use the wish gun like Superman.
Is it like if you clap your hands enough? Like
I can explain this. It's really fucking confusing. But back when Judd Winnick was writing Green Lantern,
that's all you need to say. Yeah.
Back when Judd Winnick was writing Kyle Rayner's book, that was when Ion was actually introduced. The Ion power. And he used the ion power to bring back the Guardians and Killawog.
That's what it was.
And now for the other core people
Killawog.
That he
oh,
killed, Jeff
Killawog
Johns explained that because
like
Hal Jordan fought a bunch of Green Lanterns in space and left them to float and die.
Yep.
And that was the storyline about Cyborg Superman and the Manhunters. They scooped him up and held him captive for years.
The dead bodies?
Well, they're the dead bodies, or they were like the
no
almost
man
dead bodies.
Oh.
So they weren't dead. They were just with the
they
man
were just out in
time.
Space without the protection
well,
of their ring shields.
They were, I think, they were using the lantern rings to power the Manhunter.
I thought he was stealing the lantern rings or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Something
they,
not,
that was what that story
something
was
not
about.
Red Stripe or Canadian, if you have it.
Well,
yeah. That was what the Manhunter story was about in Green Lantern,
I think
bringing
that's
them back.
This is why we invited Daniel.
Yeah, he's continuity buff right there.
Yeah. Like, let me tell you what really happened.
I mean, but they're cool. They're
let
like,
me break it down for you.
They're cool little things.
Let me tell
like
you what happened in
the
Judd Winnick story that nobody
like,
read.
Like how, you know, Guy is always talking about how he was chosen. He was supposed to get the ring before Hal. And it's cool because, I mean, like, in, I think it's Emerald Dawn, Guy shows up and he's like a lawyer or something like that. Am I right?
Well, Guy Gardner's not an idiot. He's just
he's not an idiot.
A
he's just a douchebag.
Like, let me just say, I like Guy Gardner.
I love Guy Gardner.
Yeah, he's
Guy
kind
Gardner,
of guy.
Since he got his hair cut, he's been phenomenal.
But granted, I didn't read old Guy Gardner. I've only been reading current Guy Gardner,
you
and
didn't,
I like
so you
him.
Didn't get to see Guy Gardner getting knocked out by Batman, and you didn't get to see
number
two.
The conceit of Guy Gardner is that he was actually the best choice to be Earth's Green Lantern. Like... Because what's his face?
Because Hal Jordan chanced into it too, didn't he? Yeah. Or was he picked?
Yeah, he was chanced into it.
What was the name of the guy who crashed the Earth, the Green Lantern?
Abin Sur?
Yeah.
Abin Sur crashed Earth, and Hal Jordan got chosen because he was actually just geographically the closest.
Yeah, he was closest. Yeah.
Guy
he's like,
Gardner,
I'm going to die. Let me give this to you.
Guy Gardner was the best choice.
Yep.
That's been a bug up his ass all these years.
So why are there so many Earth Green Lanterns? I thought there was supposed to be like one per sector.
Earth's awesome.
How did they get around that?
Well, they
because
fixed
the
that
comic
now.
Because the comics are written on Earth.
Well, they fixed that now.
I mean, really?
And
Earth needs more help.
Earth has Hal Jordan and John Stewart is his sector partner.
So is John Stewart? And, I thought John Stewart was from another planet, but he is from Earth.
No, he's from Earth.
Okay, John Stewart is
his sector partner.
Is that like a life partner?
Is from Earth.
Oh, stop!
No. There's a comic I'd
they're
buy.
Cop. They're cops. They're cops.
Yeah, they're cops. So they have partners.
They're buddies.
And then Guy Gardner and Kyle Rayner are both like honor guard lanterns.
Like
so they're
them,
like the
yeah.
like when the shit hits the fan, they're like the SWAT team lanterns.
So they can go
in
any
whatever.
Sector.
Yeah, yes. They can go wherever they want.
They also teach on OWA.
Yeah.
It is. It's OWA.
Don't you read?
Yes,
Green
OWA.
It's OWA.
I do OA. I'm like, I don't know how to say OA.
I think that's Order of the Arrow.
Oh. Yeah. OWA. Yeah. John Stewart,
which I'm a member of, by the way,
was Hal Jordan's backup Green Lantern. So if Hal Jordan died or something, or he was put out of commission, John Stewart would be his replacement.
Right.
And then when John Stewart got taken out, I think during Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Here it is, basically. John Stewart, remember, all right, when John Stewart got his ring, he wasn't Earth's Green Lantern. He was, the Mosaic World's Lantern. I can't remember the damn name of the planet.
I thought he originally was a replacement because Hal Jordan quit for a while.
Yes. But then he got shipped out when
Hal Jordan came
back.
Then they said, you keep your ring, but you're going to another
sector.
Yeah,
you're
going to
be, God, and I keep forgetting the name of the planet that he was watching before it got blown up. But that was his sector.
Right.
And then now... Since they, they're like, we got four Earthmen. What are we going to do with them? Now, Hal and John are in part of are in charge of Sector.
And they the Guardians
28104. No, 281. Yeah, 281.
2814. Yeah,
2814.
The Guardians have also actually verbalized that Earth is such a hotbed for problems.
Yeah,
that's why
there's so many superheroes on our
planet.
Yeah,
it was Hal, and then John was his backup, and then Guy was John's backup for those two when got taken out, and then Kyle lucked into it when everybody died.
Exactly.
Is it like in Buffy the Vampire Slayer when Buffy died? Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And then what's her name?
I don't know.
Faith.
No, well, not yeah, Faith. The one before Faith.
Kendra.
I've never seen it.
Kendra. That's right. Kendra.
I watched Buffy.
And then when
Kendra dies,
she's replaced by Faith, even though Buffy's still alive. But because
Buffy
went on a weird line.
Chris McCarpenter.
Buffy died and then came back.
She'd be
so
my
she was
choice
still the Slayer, but they appointed another Slayer because Buffy died when that Slayer.
What's up with Hal Jordan's hair in this?
He's got
bad guy hair.
He always had the Reed Richards temples.
Why doesn't he have a goatee? If he's
they went through a period in the 90s where they were letting their heroes age a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Jeff Johns just explained the temples as like the first sign that Parallax was coming.
Was taken over. Yeah,
because evil gives you gray hair.
I mean, there's stress involved.
It happens in horror movies all the time.
I never dug him with the temples. I didn't think
he always looked
good.
Like Reed Richards with a green
Hal Jordan
outfit.
Has like some of the has the best hair in comics. He has like some wavy awesome hair.
Anybody has
Neil
great
Adams
hair
drew.
When Dan Jurgens is drawing him, so that's really what it boils down
to. I need to get Dan Jurgens to draw me.
Neil Adams drew him with like some wavy beautiful man hair. Looked good. Looked really good.
Daniel's
we have an uncomfortable
crush.
Silence.
What
blue
in the wind.
What can before
Neil Adams look at it?
What can you guys tell me about Sinestro? Beside the fact that
he is the greatest lantern of all time.
So with a name like Sinestro, I mean, come on, how could you
yeah,
not
how
know
could you not see that coming?
He was going to go bad.
What's the one you came up with?
I think it's the mustache too. He's got the snobby whiplash mustache.
What do you think?
You rapicus.
Hey, Molestro.
I think I came up with Molestro.
That's got to be a comic.
I think that is actually
Molestro.
The villain of the Teen Titans.
See, Molestro. Kevin Smith should write that. He should write Molestro.
Butt sex Tron.
Wait a minute. He's not a villain. He's your friend.
Wow. He may be your friend, sir.
Buttsextron
is
a
no friend of mine.
Buttsextron is a hero. He's just misunderstood.
Come along, Sadomini.
Just people don't understand that he's a hero.
He's like,
he's like
Spider-Man. He's getting bad press.
Bad press.
That's simple.
But
if you give, if you just
like
give him a try, you'd see how great he really is.
Oh.
You wouldn't get
this,
bad
this
press if you didn't,
looks
you know,
like
take care of it first.
You got to drink a little to be able to hang out with him.
Wow.
Or do some drugs. Or just be really
loose. He is, drink some loot. He is like widely hailed.
Just be really loose.
Sinestro is widely hailed as the like greatest Green Lantern to ever wear a ring.
And he is.
Period. And that what's so great comes about
it? Is it just his willpower?
Well, he broke the will of the planets that he was defending. So, I mean, it was really like he was more of a
dictator.
Yeah, champion. So.
He actually, like, the Green Lantern Corps is supposed to be a intergalactic cop force, more or less, or military. And he actually like treated it that way.
Right. He was one of the few.
A lot of the other Green Lanterns are kind of.
War one shot was awful.
Are firefighters.
Are human?
Yeah. They're running around putting out fires.
Right.
It's like, oh, something's bad happening. I'll go stop it. And Sinestro was like, fuck that.
He is the law.
I'm going to put the fear of God into these people.
That's why the Guardians thought he was the best one, because he had the most orderly sector.
Guilty.
They just didn't know why. They didn't think why he had the most orderly sector.
Right.
And that's because.
Fear.
Yeah,
everybody was scared of shitless.
It's kind of like America with us forcing our way of life.
Oh, you're trying to make this too relevant.
It is. I mean,
it's just comic books.
Let's take a step back.
I always do this.
Let's not bring allegory into this.
Al Gore, what's he got to do with anything?
He invented the Green Lantern.
Yeah, he invented the internet.
He invented
Wikipedia. Which is
Wikipedia.
Where we get all of our information.
We have to pay him, don't we?
Al Gore filled every profile on Wikipedia. Ever wondered where Wikipedia came from? It was just there one day.
Al Gore's like, crap, I'm not present. What'd I do? Wikipedia.
Seriously,
anybody ever thought
about where Wikipedia? It just showed up one day. Everybody was using it.
I'm a little scared
of that. Put it there,
Al Gore.
It's these kids that won't turn papers that don't want to have to do any research. Is what it is.
Yeah, I know. I'm
it's
one of them.
Encyclopedia Britannica.
Seriously, I
except
know.
They don't sell
I,
it door to door.
Wikipedia Brown.
Are we still talking about what's
wait,
it?
Wait, how the fuck did we get from Sinestro to Wikipedia?
Wikipedia Brown.
That's a problem.
Wow.
So is that Charlie's uncle?
That's the guy. That
so
you
Sinestro,
of course, power corrupts. Blah blah.
So
blah, blah,
Sinestro,
blah.
Exactly. He mentored Hal Jordan.
Yes,
yes.
And then after Hal Jordan is the one that found out that Sinestro was policing everybody more. Dictating.
He's the one,
you're
or one of the ones
everybody.
That brought it to
Sinestro.
Right.
How could you?
He told him.
Yeah, with a name. Like,
so
come on.
So then
Sinestro
during the whole
the whole
freak out session that Hal Jordan does, he kills Sinestro
freak
too.
Out.
Yes,
well,
with
seemingly.
A rear naked choke.
The
what?
I think it was the Taz mission.
Snap
actually.
His neck. Connect.
The Cross Guardians. Face. The Guardians were running out of people to throw at Hal Jordan. So they basically, I guess, released Sinestro from prison and gave him a Green Lantern ring, figuring that if anybody can stop him, it would have to be Sinestro.
All right, so
even though he had beaten
see,
him
I missed
times.
That part.
So okay, so I guess basically they find out that Sinestro is dictating. They arrest him somehow.
Then they strip him of his
power. They take the ring away. Do they put him in the same place where he was? The
science cells?
No. Eventually the science cells and all that shit is like new.
This brand
yeah, that didn't exist.
I think they imprisoned him in the battery,
yeah.
didn't they?
Yeah.
And then eventually he gets out and goes to the Thunderers of Quard, which is like this whole other...
They put,
planet.
They
and
put,
that's where he gets his first yellow ring from.
Superman Boy Prime was in the battery, too. That's where they kept him,
Superman
isn't it?
Superman Boy.
All right.
But
here's the thing.
You can't say Superboy, you have to pay some royalties.
Superboy. Yeah, he's actually back.
And they're, the Adventure Comics is going to be featuring
Superboy.
Which is it Connor Kent?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did they, I guess, work out a deal?
Is he wearing blue jeans and a t-shirt again? Oh, come on.
Right, I think the thing about like,
know,
trying to follow Green Lantern's continuity is that a lot of times down the line, somebody has gone off and done something that they've done before. Mm-hmm. Like right now,
I think
Sinestro's running around with the yellow ring.
Yeah.
Well, fucking 20 years ago, he was running around with a yellow ring too.
Did he have a yellow ring?
Yeah.
Did you not watch the Super Friends?
No, I didn't.
You soulless son of a bitch.
He's the exact opposite
of
how Jordan.
And this was when there was like a real, credible...
He went to Quard.
He went to Quard, yeah.
Quard,
he went to Quard
and got a ring there.
Ring.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So did Guy Gardner at some point, too.
So he had, really?
So, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
like,
Guy Gardner had a yellow power ring at one point.
Was that before?
Yeah, and that was Fear?
Yes.
And that was Fear?
That's the thing. It's like, all of these, you know, that the yellow ring runs off of Fear, that the red ring, you know, all of that stuff is brand new. Stuff is new. There was no rationale behind the rings.
Right, it was just colors.
These guys built
it was
it
just yellow
it.
Because green can't yeah. beat yellow.
Yeah, it was like, we gotta think of a reason why we can.
Green. There is yellow is the impurity and the
right.
You can sing the battery on
O-line. Which they eventually learned is BS. They figured a way around it, I guess. They found that if you were willful enough, because they were taught you to be afraid of yellow, so you are.
It's propaganda, apparently.
Because then, I guess, Kyle Rayner did not know or something, or he got...
Yeah, he had the very last ring with no impurity.
Because he didn't... Oh, so it had no impurity?
Yeah, his ring, his ring was special.
No, how it's been explained is back before the parallax came along, that yellow was just the color on the color spectrum. That
and wood, apparently.
It was just the impurity in the ring's
like
design.
For some reason, Alan Scott's wasn't working as wood.
Who was it that said that you could fuck up a Green Lantern with a number two pencil?
Yeah, I think it was Ted Tarver.
I think he read it on Twitter or something, but yeah, somebody said something about you could fuck up a number two pencil.
I'll attribute it to Ted Tarver.
You could fuck him up with a wiffle ball bat when you really break it down.
In all fairness, I can fuck up anybody with a wiffle ball bat.
So...
Wait, we're still...
All right, back to
Daniel. Explained it in Rebirth. It turned out that the yellow impurity in the power battery was Parallax itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
which they made entity instead of just being Hal Jordan.
Yeah,
it was a yellow fear entity
that the Guardians had squillions of years ago trapped in the power battery and just told everybody it was just a natural flaw. So when Parallax got out of the power battery, that's why Kyle's ring could work against yellow because it was no longer in the battery.
But then, and now he's still no longer in the battery. But some people, because they learned to fear it,
there has to be some kind of weakness. Now or it else depends on no
the way they explain yellow now is that it depends on how good you are with the ring.
You gotta have the strength
like
and the
rookies,
will.
And it makes sense. It makes sense that just getting the ring, there's stuff you're not gonna be able and capable of doing, like Jon Stewart or somebody like that who's had the ring for a decade. Can do so. Ooh, that kind of makes sense, but I don't really think it needs an outright weakness. I think that's a writing cop out. I think your weakness is
your limits of your imagination.
Yeah, is that nobody should be able to do everything. Mm-hmm. You know, you should get tired. There's stuff you can't do. There, you can't think fast enough. Like Kyle used to run into that.
Yeah,
where you know, again, as an artist, as he was trying to think of stuff to do,
be too creative.
Yeah, it was so
and
it's like
instead of just
made
doing a boxing glove,
instead some guy just punches him out. Yeah.
Do you remember
he's
that they were
thinking?
They used to say that like, in order to create it, you have to know how it works. So, like, you know, when that's why Jon Stewart's good at it. He's an architect. He knows how things work from the inside out. Well, Kyle Rayner was good at it because he's an artist. He can build, you know, he knows how things have to work. You know?
And that also shows you, like, the cool differences between the Lanterns when you have good writers and artists is by being fast on your feet or whatever, fast thinking, you can be somebody like Stewart and Kyle because they're trying to build something.
Right.
And at the same token, that's what makes Hal Jordan or Guy Gardner different is they'll make something stupid like a boxing glove, but at the same time they just hit you with a 100-pound boxing glove.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I mean it really shows the differences. Like I think their powers are much better than say somebody like Superman. Yeah. Is they keep writing Superman as we've got to give him these weaknesses to explain why somebody else could hang with him. No, if you're a good writer, then you figure out how to write how somebody would use their powers against them.
Right.
And I think that's kind of what they're doing with some of the Green Lantern stuff is making it make more sense instead of, oh, Robin threw his cape on top of his ring and now he can't use it because it's yellow.
That was actually
an old issue of the Teen Titans fighting the Justice League. Robin kicks Green Lantern's ass because he puts his ring around his fist and beats crap out of him.
Now, granted,
Dick Grayson's awesome, but still,
he's Batman now.
All right, well, here's a question: what draws you guys to Green Lantern right now? Like, why
the art, the story?
Okay, well, I mean, specifically
the boobies.
You know, because I mean, I like the character interactions.
Well, right now, nostalgia, because I've always liked Hal Jordan. I've always thought of him as I didn't read Hal Jordan the douche. I always read Hal Jordan as this upstanding, you know, he's a fighter pilot. He's fearless. He's the consummate superhero.
New Frontier Hal Jordan.
He's got the best damn costume in comics.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's what I read. And I read him in the 70s,
I like that 80s. He was kind of Latino in Super Friends.
He was, too.
Yeah, was he? Was.
It's my favorite
they
part.
They colored him pretty Latino.
And he talked very regally. Oh,
yeah. Well, that's well, kind of, he was a regal character. I mean, I know that's a stretch, but I read him before they had all these flaws, and then I came in and read Emerald Dawn, when they tried to do another reboot and get him back to being, hey, somebody that somebody's going to read. It was okay. You know, Broderick artwork, you know, Staton artwork and stuff like that.
Honestly, you know, something that Adam said, it rings very true to me.
Sweet.
Is, even being a longtime comic book reader, I've never liked Hal Jordan when in anything until so Mark Waid and Kitson did Justice League Year One, which is a great series. Darwin Cook did
Beautiful
New Frontier.
New Frontier. Wait,
Did you read Brave and the Bold that Mark Waid did with Kitson too?
Yes,
that was freaking phenomenal.
That was just like a team up between
like
Flash
they
Barry
down
Allen
the,
and Hal Jordan.
They made Barry and Hal retroactively interesting.
Exactly. Barry Allen and Hal Jordan have been made, for me and for a lot of people, retroactively interesting and accessible. And so I like that. And then the reason why I'm reading the Green Lantern stuff now is it's the best thing DC's putting out.
Have any of you
I
guys
love the
read
pace
the,
on it. The pace is amazing on that book.
Yeah, it is. Exactly.
And it might help that there's two of them, I think, because Green Lantern Corps. Because even when, just before Sinestro Corps War, Green Lantern Corps was very mediocre. It was okay. It was interesting to read to get a little bit more story leading up. But then after, right directly after Sinestro Corps War, Green Lantern Corps was pretty good, but still not nearly as good as Green Lantern. But right now, they're both solid as can be.
I think also it's that in Green Lantern, you are almost specifically learning about Hal. Mm-hmm. Like, you're only getting inside of the life of a Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Whereas in Corps, it's much more like something like, you know, the Shield or the Unit or, you know, a book where, you know, you go in and it's the story of a lot of different people and how they react to the same situation.
Right. And I think the thing about it is the thing that I was always afraid to read Green Lantern and Green Lantern Corps because there were so many of them that it was just like, really, really, why should I jump into this?
It's like Marvel's cosmic stuff. Yeah,
yeah, right. Exactly. But what happened is I think they got to a point now where they're telling solid, easy-to-follow stories with a whole bunch of characters.
But also with Core is, we say a whole lot of characters because there's a lot of characters that are visible and shown with with some interaction. But the book is really just about Kyle, Guy, and the new Ion.
Well, here's how I look at it. I really look at it as...
I mean, it features a lot of other characters, but that's who it's really about.
Green Lantern Corps is the Justice League Unlimited book. It's always going to be Guy. It's almost always going to be Kyle. But the cast around them rotates. You know, you've got the guy who runs the catacombs is kind of going to be prominent when Blackest Night starts up. You know what I mean? You've got
That last issue had the chick's name?
Sornik Natu?
Yeah, Natu. Yeah. I mean, her whole story but
I mean, you definitely get to
learn.
Dude,
I didn't give two rat's asses about that character 5 months ago.
You did, really.
you know? And now I'm like, turning the pages, like, where's this going?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, because she's dating Kyle, too, and that's cute.
Yeah, well, and that's why she ties into
she's
going to
die.
She's also Sinestro's daughter, so she's all the league going to die.
Yeah.
They're going to kill her, bring her back, and kill her again.
I love they took 30-some-odd issues to build up to that, because she's been in the book since the first issue. She's been in the book since Recharge.
I always knew.
Well, I mean, you kind of do. I mean, you kind of do.
Fooled you.
Has anybody else noticed?
Here's the thing, though. It's like, if you're like me and like...
And it's hard to get a word in.
I can tell, Brian, that you're the type of person that picks up a book.
You gotta do it, Daniel.
And
you just gotta do it.
You analyze it. You know what I mean? Whereas I kind of read comics a lot of time at face value. So, you know, I kind of...
About $3.99?
Like trying to figure out what's $2.99,
$3.99?
You know, 10 issues.
Oh, okay.
About $2.99, something about that.
You're so funny, Adam.
I wish you could just see the look on my face. Adam is fucking disappointed.
Looks like he's going to make out with me.
Oh. Almost did outside, man. No, but... Good night, everybody. I mean, like, to me, it's kind of like about the ride up to the revelation. You know, because you could look at her and, you know, say... She's from Korugar, right? Who else has been from Korugar? Just Sinestro and just Katmatui, who is dead and is coming back in Blackest Night.
She was married to Jon Stewart.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, you know, so...
Jon Stewart's getting ready to have a nice little love triangle then. Got a zombie chick coming back from the dead and the Star Sapphire chick.
Well, that's the thing. You're talking about...
That's a threesome you don't want to have.
The hunting chick? Yeah, she was from the planet that Jon Stewart blew up and she hates him.
Zanshi, that's the name of the planet.
Not anymore. Now
thank
she,
you.
Now,
yes. What's the name of the chick? If she was like,
her name is Fatality.
Thank
in the
God, God, off
Fatality. And she dies.
She's from Mortal Kombat. No, she's alive.
This is like what you're talking about. This is why I quit reading.
Yeah,
I got Green Lantern Rebirth, and I got the first five issues of the series, the relaunch with Johnson Pacheco.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got so expansive. It started introducing all these characters, and I'm like, I can't keep up with it. I got to move on.
It's like,
but
why
now they're bringing it all in, and it makes sense.
It's like why I don't read X-Men.
Well, here's
something
I was going to say when Adam started talking about
it. Right, Uncanny
whatever, I can't remember. It's been so long ago. But the pacing of the book. Yeah, Adam was talking about the pacing of the two books. Here's my theory about that. Is Johns has actually done a really good job of laying out where he wants.
Yeah, thankfully he's writing both books.
And because he's been put in charge of both of those
Tomasi
books,
is writing that book.
And
that's
the
right,
big,
right.
I haven't
yeah,
read,
and
Green
like the
yet.
Big crossover.
Damn, right, I take that.
He's been able to. They've been able to keep the pace in the books because it's very set. Like,
we're
starting this up, and the startup is going to get us to Sinestro Corps. And then once Sinestro Corps happens, all this wacky stuff's going to happen. And then from that moment on, we're going to Blackest Night.
Right.
So I think your point about the pacing is really good, is because, I mean, we've said this a couple of times, is that book, every time in both of those books, something happens where you're like, another piece of the puzzle got laid in, or it got worse. This got worse, and we're not even at the event
Well,
yet.
The thing is, that event is what, July?
Yeah.
Okay, so that event is months away. I don't even care. I'm just enjoying watching the pieces of the puzzle get put in. I'm enjoying that.
The reason that you love it and I love it, I really think, is because those two books are only beholden to themselves.
Right.
You don't have to read every fucking book at DC
until Blackest Night gets there.
Well, I mean, Blackest Night, you're not going to have to read everything. You're going to have to read Green Lantern Corps, and if you want to get the mini series that are coming out of him, there's like four mini series.
Yeah,
well,
and
Blackest Night is his own mini series.
Yeah, well, I mean,
yeah,
but they're also doing Blackest Night Titans, Blackest Night Batman.
Yeah.
Now let's give credit
Blackest
where credit's
Night,
due.
Scooby Doo.
Peter Tamayo. Yeah, I'm talking now.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Daniel's all of a sudden he's all up in this. Somebody just got their britches on.
If I know this is gonna be Brian Tarrant's show,
just say don't start talking about thumbles again, we'll be okay. Come on, bring it.
No. Peter Tomasi deserves half the credit for making Green Lantern what it is.
Well, what do you say about Dave Gibbons, though? I mean, he did Recharge. He did like the first half of, you know.
That was a fine book, but Green Lantern Corps didn't become important
what
to
it
Sinestro
is until,
Corps. That's when Peter Tomasi started writing the book, and it became necessary. And if you're not reading Green Lantern Corps,
right,
you're really kind of doing yourself a service. At this point, Green Lantern Corps are like one book. It's like one bi-weekly book.
I think that if you're reading one with the, and you're enjoying that story, and you're wanting to get to Blackest Night, if you really enjoy Sinestro Corps and you're wanting to get to the next crossover, then yes, you're doing yourself a disservice by not reading both of them.
I just kind of, and
now,
I don't know
that the one shot is Brandon.
But I was going to say,
I might be naive here,
are
going
to be that way or not.
It's like,
I hope not.
I don't understand how you can read Green Lantern and like not want to read Green Lantern Corps,
or vice versa. I can't imagine reading Green Lantern Corps. I think if you're only reading Green Lantern and you didn't read Green Lantern Corps, you could get through completely happily. But I think having read both books, I can't go back.
You don't read Green Lantern Corps, Brandon Padgett?
I don't read. The only reason I read Green Lantern is I trade for him. Like tomorrow, I'm meeting this guy over at Lowe's Foods to get the third hardcover.
You're meeting a guy at Lowe's Foods?
I do trades. I trade a lot.
That's
yeah. Is that what they call it?
I'm gonna.
What do you got growing in that crawl space, Brandon?
Get caught up. Start getting the issues. It's worth it.
And the thing is,
I can understand people looking at that book and saying, "I don't want it." Because if you don't have Kyle interest, if you don't have Guy interest, if you don't have other interest in the Green Lantern Corps, I can see somebody saying, you know, this other book's covers are prettier, and that's the Green Lantern who's going to be in the cartoon and going to be in the movie. That's the one I want to read.
Okay, but you're not getting the whole story.
The point could be made also, that... Hal's book is a book about Earth. Hal's book is not a book about space. It's not about him being a Green Lantern. Until recently, it's not really been a book about him. It's very like Earth-centric and Hal-centric.
I don't know if I can agree with that. He hasn't been really back on Earth since issue since Sinestro Corps. He's been off planet. There's this whole like love triangle with like Carol Ferris and that.
Yeah, but look what they had to do, though. They had to drag Carol into space.
Yeah, that was stupid.
You see what I'm saying?
I was just thinking about where Carol Ferris is now.
They haven't addressed that plot in 20 issues, and then all of a sudden it shows up.
That's intense, man.
That's kind of weak, actually.
Really?
I don't care who Hal Jordan is.
It's tough to... For me, it's weird. What I want more out of Green Lantern Corps than I do out of maybe Hal's book. But I can't imagine not reading both of them.
See, that's the thing. Green Lantern Corps, even though it has a bigger cast, there's a lot more character stuff going on. In Hal's book, I only care about the plot developments. Right. Hal's still not that interesting.
The Green Lantern Corps, even though it's a bigger cast, each book only it concentrates on a few specific members, and then they kind of tell their storyline, and then it'll tell some other core members' storyline. Right. I mean, there's a couple storylines going on, but not too many.
And it's like watching an episode of Cheers. The show is about Diane and...
Hal Jordan.
Ted Danson.
Sam and Hal Jordan.
Yeah, it's about Sam and Diane. But there's lots of other people on the show that get their little bits and pieces. Exactly.
That's Kilowog.
Who's Cliff? Clavin.
Norton.
Guy.
Yeah, perfect guy, yeah.
Now,
and actually, Sam isn't Hal, he's Kyle Rayner.
Would any of you say that Diane maybe would be right chick. Now?
Frasier
that,
is a
house.
He's
not on Cheers.
Frasier.
He's on
Cheers.
He's got his own
Green Lantern Frasier. Pushing the Blackest Night stuff more than Hal's book. Because I mean, what I'm seeing is like Hal's book introduces like Agent Orange, right?
Yeah.
And then Core is what's going to deal with that. Dude, at some point.
Agent Orange is such a dumbass name.
Yeah, it is.
God, that's a dumb name. Agent Orange.
Agent Orange. Well, Larfleeze is worse, so I mean, like...
It's like Agent Orange, really.
Agent Orange.
It's, you know, it's introducing the core in Green Lantern, and that's really what the last... You know, it's like, oh, here's the Red Corps, here's the Orange Corps. And you know, I find the jailbreak on Oa and Green Lantern Corps way more interesting.
Yeah,
than
I think it is. I think Green Lantern Corps is getting the fallout of what Hal does, and so I find that more interesting because they've got to clean up his fucking messes.
Yeah, you're getting all the new Corps in Green Lantern, and you're getting like all these awesome set pieces in Green Lantern Corps.
Exactly.
Well, so you got Hal Jordan and Green Lantern, and you like Hal, you're fine, and then you got all the haters that like Green Lantern.
No, it's haters. Hal is giving you all
of
the
setup. I love Hal Jordan.
Hal's book is
and
giving
I love
you all of the setup.
Core.
But I feel like Green Lantern Corps
like
is giving
everything.
You the payoff.
Yeah, Hal Jordan's like, and then we go to this part, and now we're advancing to
Hal
this part
like,
of the story.
All right, man, I'm going to be part of the Blue Lantern Corps.
I'm a blue.
I'm getting the fuck out of here. And
I'm
then,
yellow.
Like,
I'm red.
You know, all the Green Lanterns show up and like, oh, shit.
But also, that's also a function of...
It's like, take that, Red Corps. Let's take you back to the Citadel.
This is also a function of what I said earlier, in that Jeff Johns, who is writing the crossover, is writing Green Lantern.
Yeah.
So he's using that book to get to his crossover.
Like a
and Tomasi is just reading the notes about the beats he needs to hit. So he's filling in gaps the way that he would fill them out, but he's not writing the big crossover.
Well,
telling the story how he would tell it.
I don't think
who could have guessed that
Atrocitus
would have been a freaking
Green Lantern Corps.
I can agree with that.
Can you honestly say that Adjectiveless X-Men
with a name
is
like that, you'd have figured puppies.
As uncanny X-Men?
No, you can't say that. I mean, and like I said, it's like, you know, Hal
West
shows
Coast
up,
Avengers.
Becomes part of the Red Corps, right? Goes nuts. Well, I find, like you said, the science cells, the red guy breaking out in the science cells and fucking everybody up. Yeah. That's the coolest I think the Red Corps has been so far.
I know, you get
vomiting kitty cat.
Vomiting kitty cat is cool to people who like cats.
I have yet to
like,
see
that's,
that.
All right, that's
I have
cool.
yet to see
Sean doesn't
again.
Like cats, and she thinks that's awesome.
That was pretty cool. That was our screensaver at Heroes for a while.
Yeah, it totally was.
You mean wallpaper?
I'm in your sectors melting your faces.
I haven't seen that yet. What's the deal about the cat?
The bobbity
no.
cat.
See,
the,
what, that's why you need to read.
One of the Red Lanterns is a kitty cat.
It's like a kitten.
Is it an United States?
Yeah, like I think it's an alien.
Oh,
yeah, well,
I saw an alien cat.
Black
or
but like the Red Lantern's like vomiting,
you know,
like,
really? Chipmunk?
Like a magma.
He's gonna be a Black Lantern.
I read that in Darkest Night Zero.
He got
all their blood gets replaced with this plasma. And it burns through like
aren't
anything.
That fly
so it's like
from
this cat,
of course,
and he's
come
like,
back.
That's
that
shooting this like
he went
out
like a champ, though. See, that's
like
what I'm saying.
I've seen pictures of it. I thought it was
about a mosquito Green Lantern
or something.
No, I mean,
until
he does something like
until he blows out Mongol's eyes and dies. That was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I love that.
And I could sit here and for lack of a better term, fillet the Sinestro War.
Wow.
All night. Because that
there
is
has to be a better term for that.
Wow.
Can I come sit over there?
I said the Sinestro War,
excuse,
not Brandon Patrick.
Excuse me while
I'm
I whip this out.
I'm on the couch with you, man.
Are those sugar cookies?
No, seriously. I could.
How about Wax Poetic? I mean, at least that's a little bit.
How about Let's Move On?
That's a magazine. That's not a term I use very often.
Give me one.
But no, seriously.
Ooh, I want a sugar cookie.
I
think
cookie
Sinestro
I
War
want a sugar
is probably...
cookie.
Cookie time.
Do you have green
can
frosting
when
you put
nerds.
Little Green Lantern symbols on them?
Cookies.
Cookie time.
Cookie break. Smoke them if you got them.
Brian and I were having a little side discussion. Okay, so some of the things that are happening in Green Lantern right now.
You can say stuff.
I don't know. Like, we were talking about the Carol Ferris thing.
Right.
She's a Star Sapphire. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
Yes, right. She
thanks.
Is.
You oh, need to start.
Dude, that's what you get for not reading fucking Green Lantern Corps.
You
but
need
I mean,
to fucking
Brian
read the monthly
dumb.
Fucking fuck books.
I think it's paint by the numbers. I think that's
I mean,
really
she's
easy.
She's my Star Sapphire.
But see, I don't
you?
Because
can
I mean,
watch?
Didn't Hal had a thing with a member of the Star Sapphire? Or there's
with
something.
Carol Ferris, if I remember.
Yeah.
But was
she
a Star Sapphire?
Been Star
she's
Sapphire
been a Star Sapphire before.
Okay, so then why would she just be? I mean, I didn't know that. I knew there was a Star Sapphire thing.
I just think
I didn't know it was Carol Ferris.
You know
so.
What though? It's like
where else you gonna
really
go?
With everything Geoff Johns does, like there are moments where you go, "That's stupid and predictable," and then he takes it and turns it on its ear. You know what I mean?
But
does,
sometimes
does
life
not.
Is stupid and predictable.
Yeah,
you I mean, know, it sometimes is. It is.
Speak for yourself.
My life. Adam proves that many, many times.
Damn. Oh.
My life is always stupid and predictable. Not sometimes.
No, I love you, Adam.
Well, like Geoff Johns, I think is the
I love you too, so.
He's the poster boy for
I love you,
the
baby.
Fanboy
that.
Who's writing comics.
Right.
So a lot of his stuff is very much in the wheelhouse of fanboys.
Right. Well, and he's also very good at taking unloved things. And making you care about them.
Beloved.
So, I mean, like, until recently, I didn't really give a shit about what Carol Ferris was doing. Because he was dating Cowgirl, and,
I,
you know.
I still
yeah.
don't.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I
still
I mean,
don't give
that's
a shit
what I'm
about
saying,
Carol
though.
Ferris.
It's like...
Girls in cowboy hats.
Look.
All right.
You might not give a shit about her, Daniel, but the threat...
I
of her
don't.
Dying in this big war is kind of real. The threat of her dying
real,
is
man.
Kind of
it's
real.
War.
And the,
that doesn't
the
really matter, though.
No, but I mean, like, it doesn't matter to you,
can
but it matters
care?
To Hal Jordan as a character. Hey, like, it doesn't, you know.
But it's like, he's got the cowboy chick to do.
The cowboy chick to do?
Yeah. Well,
the thing with me
you
is.
You don't think that if that cowgirl good. Survives or whatever. Uh-huh. Cowboy chick? No, you
cowboy chick.
You don't think if cowgirl survives and Carol Ferris dies, that Hal's not going to have something to say? Like, you don't think.
Well, it's like, the thing to me is.
He'd probably just move on.
Like, they've been doing this. They've been doing things. And the issues.
Like not Matt Murdock.
That dude with a penis is hot.
It's like tear, and then oh, look at some other girl.
Like you know, Hal's been out there, and she kind of is realizing, you know, again how much she cares about him and everything.
I think,
and that's
the,
been going on for many issues here and there.
Well, like throughout the history or whatever, Carol. It's not like Carol Ferris is his Lois Lane or Mary Jane,
right?
As far as I'm concerned, the Carol Ferris thing is shit or get off the pot.
Right.
She's no more viable character than Vicki Vale is in Batman.
I disagree.
I think
you might be going a little
that
far there.
He had a longer relationship
outdated.
With the jailbait that likes Ion now. Than he had with Carol Ferris.
Yeah, but it keeps going back to Carol Ferris.
Wait, what jailbait that likes Ion now?
The little lantern with the pointy ears?
Well, Arisia,
no, she's not a teenager.
When you say relationship?
She was when Hal originally started dating her.
Okay, there she's a woman now.
Her
Girl, she'll be a woman.
No, here's the thing,
she's got Like, she's got the best Green Lantern. Like,
a relationship doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, there's got to be a fucking, you know, $20 wedding issue coming up.
Well, I don't like, want one.
You know what I'm saying? But
how Jordan,
together,
how Jordan
know,
doesn't work as a
right
as a married character.
Yeah,
he's
but it, what I'm saying is like they have so much history. They go back to when they were kids. So I mean, that's kind of like
he's like Ted Tarver.
That's what
you
I'm
can't
saying.
Can't be tied
that's
down.
Not,
one
yeah,
one.
I agree with you on that.
I mean, like they go
Al
back
Jordan,
to where
Man About Town.
Man About the Universe.
Ted Tarver, the
man
black
about
Al
the,
Jordan.
I've nailed a chick
life.
In every sector.
Man About the Southeast.
Giggity. This ain't just a power ring, baby.
Not just the Southeast.
Ever.
He's in Vegas now.
No, yeah, that's right.
He's going nationwide.
My power ring can make me do anything, baby. What you will it to do.
Except conceive. Yeah, exactly. It's like, what do you want to do? My power ring will let me go as far as you will.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, will it? My.
So, back to Green Lantern.
I'm happy with that.
Well, now... All right, we've continued to say that how the big events have been the big things. Now, if there's nothing after Blackest Night, like if something else isn't teased, if something else isn't promoted,
because
I mean, as soon as Sinestro Corps was over with, we had a little two pages of a trailer
right.
for the next big event. What if
which
you get,
I was so excited about? I was like, oh god, what is this?
Yeah, you
oh,
wanted
dude,
to read it right then.
Oh my god,
what
yeah.
if
you were pissed off? You're like, wow. Why do I want to read all this crap for another 2 years? I'd rather just get to the next event. I remember you were like, well, I'm not reading this.
What if,
I don't care.
What if there's trailer for the next event after Blackest Night?
They're
well,
calling
it's
it
be
on
flash
the internet. They're calling it a trilogy.
This is supposed to be Return of the Jedi. Like, like that's what Blackest Night is supposed to be. It's the end of the
Sinestro
trilogy.
They're fighting Ewoks next?
Apparently.
Fuck.
Here's another thing. Is like, how many people actually know that Blackest Night is kind of Alan Moore's baby? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really what this whole thing is stemming out of.
I do remember hearing something
Alan Moore
along that
wrote
line.
A Green Lantern story.
The Green Lantern annual thing?
Yeah.
Number two?
Yeah.
Same
and, like,
Green Lantern
it tells about it tells about the prophecy
Moore.
Of the Blackest Night.
Yeah.
That's really what this is all spinning out of. And if it comes to light, Ion is going to die because the character Sodom Yat... Yeah. Yeah, the character Sodom Yat is actually about, I guess that story was written about 15-20 years ago.
It was a while
so back. That character is about 20 years old, except he's just being introduced. In Alan Moore's story, he comes and saves everybody. Like, they talk about a Daxamite named Sodom Yat who comes down and saves everybody from the Blackest Night, but then he dies. So he's probably going to die. I forget
that guy
everything
sucks
else that comes
anyway.
To fruition. I haven't read it in forever, but everything
sucks.
Else that comes to fruition, it's like a big, like, there's going to be a lot of death in Blackest Night. And it's kind of just like a skeleton of a story that Alan Moore had.
It was just a little backup.
Yeah, it was really just a backup. And it was basically talking about how the Green Lanterns basically all fall. And that's why I'm mostly interested in this story, is because I want to see how much of it Geoff Johns actually says, all right, I'm going balls out on this Alan Moore story, or if it's like kind of a cop out. You know what I'm saying? It's really like kind of why I'm interested in it.
Well, the
they're just drinking.
I have a point to make that's really going to tie in with our themes tonight. Alan Moore loves to have characters fuck. Sodom Yat, sodomy at.
Sodomy.
How about Sodom Yak?
No.
Sodom Yat.
Yeah,
I'd
just throw it up if I saw some
Sodom. Sodom Yat.
I thought it was sodomy.
Sodomy.
Sodomy. Yeah.
Sodomy. Sodomy. Ah. Where's the sodomy at? It's in Lost Girls.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Jesus.
Did that just get canceled?
No, it was a hardcover.
I would assume that there is going to be a high body count because there was a really high body count in
Sinestro Corps War.
Yeah.
The problem is... who can they kill
the characters you don't
that
care
will
about.
Have some sort of impact?
Yeah.
You know how Jordan isn't going anywhere.
Right.
You know Jon Stewart isn't going anywhere.
I feel like it's not necessarily... in this case, it's not going to be who do they kill. Yeah. It's going to be more of who comes back and what happens after that. Like,
well, I really hope... Adam has said this a couple of times, and I really agree with it, is really hope that they're not using this as a springboard to bring back all of our dead characters.
Right. Yeah. I'll be pissed if that happens. They'll definitely do it with Aquaman.
Of this.
Because
and
there are
John
too many
Jones.
There are too many pitches out there for Aquaman. God. I don't think they'll do it with John Jones because it's way too soon. And like
But they want to hear they're using him.
They just killed Aquaman.
There's preview art of
Aquaman just died like a year and a half or 2 years ago, didn't he?
Jeff Johns rebirth.
They're like, there's some shitty Aqua. Like, there's like that fucking like, really weird Aquaman that's not the one we all know.
When Aquaman comes back, is he going to have a hook?
It'll sell until he
leaves. It doesn't in the preview art.
Then it'll get canceled. Like,
have a water
I don't think they should bring back. I don't think they should let anybody live.
You have a red hair.
I don't think so either. And I'm also wondering, because I didn't commit to the full Solomon Grundy thing.
How did you get up there?
But I think, I hope they don't use it as a springboard, like I said, to bring all these characters back. It would be pointless, really.
That's what they're doing. They're trying to get bring them all back and make it so that
I
they
don't
can
think
make
that's
more.
I just don't
do.
Think, you know,
I don't.
Stupid as it sounds, I don't think Jeff Johns would do that. I don't think they would.
I don't
would.
Think it's in his control.
They
would be starting with all of the damn. They would start with Blue Beetle, if you ask me.
What?
He would be like the first one that they would bring
one.
Back. You don't think so?
That character is selling lots of toys right now.
True.
Oh, the new Blue Beetle.
Yeah,
right.
The new Blue Beetle. This is DC Warner Brothers should have done with that character to begin with is they should have introduced him in that cartoon and then tried to do a comic book. A comic book and then do the cartoon.
Yeah, I think it would have succeeded
If they released him that way, they could sell a comic book with that character now.
Yeah.
But as far as comic book fans go, he's damaged goods and nobody cares.
Because
anymore.
Nobody gives
Right.
Yes,
I could certainly see them letting people live, but like if this is supposed to be the Star Wars trilogy,
right.
And this is Jedi, and there's not an event after this to point to,
Dark Empire.
Be very interested to see if the interest still stays in the title,
if the heat stays, yeah.
Because you know I like Green Lantern Corps because it's tying into the event, but you know to mirror something that Brandon said, if it wasn't tying to the event. I don't care enough about any of those characters to keep reading that series.
Right.
So I would just be reading Green Lantern because it's the better of the book.
Blackest Night.
I'll tell you why I read Core right now, though, is because I don't think there's a team book at DC that's worth a crap besides that book. Like, I'm not reading fuck Justice League. It's supposed to be a top tier book. It's not. Titans can suck a ball. Fucking can't stand
suck a ball.
Yeah,
a ball.
Just one.
A ball of balls.
Like a Hitler ball. Like just
one.
One
taken out.
Somebody who has one testicle, they can find that dude and suck it.
Do I get to choose which one?
Once they finish with Green Lantern, they're gonna go to Flash.
Yeah,
Flash, and then they'll run to another character.
I think the next event's going to be a Flash event.
I do, too.
I don't care about Flash. Unless they do the Flash core.
I think Johns will probably move on.
I love Flash.
He can run fast.
I think that
need to read the Mark Waid Flash run. It's amazing.
I think that new...
Really good. Yeah, I think
Jeff Johns' Flash run is
I think the new Flash. The new Flash book is boring as shit.
So far, yeah.
I've kind of liked it.
Well, here's the thing. Green Lantern Rebirth... You didn't have to know shit about Green Lantern to get into it.
Yeah. We were talking about
the Mark Waid Flash, the one that relaunched with his family and all that.
Flash Rebirth bums me
Johns,
the fuck out.
It's the Mark Waid.
It is Mark Waid's right there.
I think he started
it. This Barry Allen really need a father who killed his mom.
After Christ,
I think
where Wally West is the Flash.
He can't become a police officer because he's
like
solving crime.
He can't
be a superhero because he likes fighting crime and he's a nice guy.
Spider-Man. He was basically
really,
Peter Parker.
Really like Wally West. I don't think they should have brought
this is the end of the show. It's just gonna fade out here.